Brent, do you like the role of coming out there with like the chance you had today with the series tied 1-1?
Yeah. I'm always confident throwing, and I like the Sunday roll because it can either avoid a sweep, try to sweep, or get the win, win the series.
How much do you look at the hitters the first two games before you go out there on Sunday?
Not much. If I pick some up, I'll use that, but I don't want to overthink when I'm throwing. I'll just throw what's called, and if I disagree, shake here and there. But I don't really pay attention too much to the hitter's tendencies.
Could you tell from the first inning that you were kind of locked in?
I mean, I was locked in 2 or 3 hours before, I could tell. Yeah, I was feeling good.
What, 2 or 3 hours before, what's your preparation like?
I don't really talk to anybody, put my headphones in, just stay to myself. Typically when people are coming up to me and like trying to say something, that's when I like get out of my focus, but nobody really did that today, so I felt good.
People don't leave you alone.
Yeah, they know.
Well, the first inning, I think maybe through 5 or 6 pitches, I mean, it was kind of like that a lot the whole day. Is that an indication that you're locked in like that?
Not necessarily. They're not a team that goes down not swinging, so they're trying to hit the ball. I don't necessarily think that means I'm locked in, but yeah, it was good to only go out with like 6-7 pitches.
I think Matt did some math, and what would you say his strikeouts to walks were?
38 strikeouts, 3 walks on the season. That's not bad. I think that's almost a 13-1 ratio.
Yeah, I like that.
Everybody would take that. That's nice.
The middle of their order, all good hitters, but it seems they all hit well with 2 strikes. I guess that's something you have to be aware of.
Yeah, definitely.
How would you say you're more comfortable this year than you were freshman year?
So last year, I came in like late, so I had to hurry up with my bullpens and throwing pitches. And then like when I went out there, I overestimated the hitters, so I felt like I had to place balls perfectly, which I don't. And so this year, I kind of realized that over the summer and brought that into this year.
You just kind of figured that out yourself?
Yes, sir.
And once it works, it kind of?
Yeah.
What do you listen to in those headphones?
Everything but metal. Literally everything.
I'd say we could give you a McKenzie like reading Mark Twain, but that would like get you totally messed up.
How has your relationship with Kyle evolved, you know, now that you're gonna be pitching to him all the time?
We're probably closer this year than last year. I mean, last year we talked but not much. But this year we have to talk, and we've started liking each other, and just not that we didn't like each other.
Yeah,
we've just gotten closer pitching wise.
And Goldberg said you've been helping him with his hitting.
I've been giving him pointers. I'm the best hitter on the team.
Thanks, Brian.
Thank
appreciate
you.
It.